G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 77 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called Selection Instructor Tactics. And I wrote an email, a couple of emails about this to my email list last week. And I got some good feedback. So I thought, let's turn it into an episode. So that's what I've done. And that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. Alrighty, so selection is a fuck around. Alright, it is an absolute mind fuck. It's designed to test you at every turn. All right, you probably know this. It's probably nothing new, right? But as instructors on selection, we have tactics to fuck with you, all right? And they're developed over time. They're passed down from instructor to instructor, all right? And it's actually, as an instructor, it is bloody good fun, all right, being an instructor on selection and testing candidates and see how they respond, you know, see how they react. However, as a candidate, what you want to remember is this. It doesn't matter what an instructor is doing or attempting to do to you on selection, right? It doesn't matter how they're trying to test you, whether the instructor is being truthful or not, whether they're questioning your integrity, for example, and you know that they've got it wrong, right? Maybe they're just doing that to totally fuck with you. But whether you do one thing and are blasted and accused of doing something completely different, which happens, right? Whether you're set up for failure and fail miserably as a result, none of that matters, all right? What matters above all is your performance. What matters is how you respond in all of these situations. What are your reactions? How do you cope with that selection adversity and being put under the pump by instructors? Instructors are looking to see how you cope. They're looking to see how you handle being tested. They're looking to see if you're the fucking operator they want to work with in the unit or not. So when you're under the pump from an instructor, employ your stress management strategies. And I would develop some if you haven't got any. But things like staying in the game, right? Staying in the moment, having positive self-talk and positive self-belief. And if you have negative self-talk or self-belief, changing that, recognizing it and changing it. Have that competitive excellence and give it your 100% at every opportunity and every activity on selection. So even if you think you fucked something up, the very next activity, the very next thing you got to do, have that competitive excellence. All right, don't think I'll fuck something up. That's it. I'm done. I'm not going to put in my best effort because what does it matter? All right, it fucking matters. Everything matters. All right, so every activity, everything you do, every task on selection, you want to give it your 100%, all right, and be ready. Control what you can control, okay? You literally can't do anything more than that, all right? So control what you can control. Control yourself. Control your emotions. Control the effort and the energy that you put into any activity and every task. And think about this. Whether you think you're performing well or not so well on selection, the only thing that you want to do at any point throughout selection, and the only really thing you can do, is perform at your best. So endeavor to do just that. The other point to note is that you'll get different types of instructors on selection, all right, with different personalities. For example, some instructors are arseholes on selection, but really great blokes in the unit. Some instructors are neutral on selection, but great blokes in the unit. Some instructors are neutral on selection and neutral in the unit. Some instructors are arseholes on selection and arseholes in the unit. But again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what type of persona an instructor is taking or projecting on selection or how they are in the unit. You know, you're going to find that out later if you're successful. What matters, what only matters, is your performance. Let's check out a couple of examples of what instructors might say or do when trying to test you on selection. Think they might say things like, you're being watched. Like, that's a good one, okay? They might be talking to another instructor and they'll point at you and say, is that him? whether they're actually talking about you or not, whether you've done something previously or not, right? It doesn't matter. They're trying to fuck with you, right? They're trying to see how you respond. Maybe they'll just stand there with a notebook and say nothing. Maybe or maybe not, they'll be writing something down. You don't know. Maybe they're actually writing something good, something positive that you've done. They might say, you're getting buzzed off tomorrow, so you might as well quit now, right? I personally used that one. It was a fucking good one. They might say, nobody likes you. They might say, other candidates on here don't like you now. They don't like you already. It's only day 5. How are they going to rate you at the end? Or how are they going to rate you during your rate your mates? You didn't really prepare for this, did you? That's a good one. Don't waste everybody's time. You're clearly not ready. You'll never get selected even if you finish. I'll make sure of that. During a PT session, for example, they might say, we're not going to finish this session until someone quits. We have 5 candidates too many at this stage. All you're receiving is negative reporting, mate. What's your candidate number? That's a good one. I might come up to you, spin you around. What's your candidate number? Again, maybe they want to know. Maybe they're just fucking with you. Maybe there's no reporting on you at all and they need to try and work out who you are and have more eyes on you. Right? So again, it's not all bad. Maybe it's good. Maybe they just haven't got anything on you. So you actually get positive reporting, right? It's not all negative. They could just grab your arm and move you slightly to get a look at your number, but say nothing while writing something down in their notepad. Again, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. They might say, it's obvious you don't possess the right attributes and you never will. Or they might say, you're doing pretty well, mate, but clearly you're not quite there. Maybe come back next year. Okay, that's more of a softer approach, and that happens as well. They could say, I see guys like you every year. They don't make it, and neither will you. You just don't have it, mate. Why are you always last? That's a good one, all right? If you're always last, don't be always last, because eyes are going to be on you, and you're just bringing the heat. Being first all the time tells me you're a jack prick and cannot work in a team. That's another good one too. If you're always winning something, they might turn that around on you. Again, they're fucking with you. We don't want grey men in the unit. They're a fucking liability on the battlefield. Okay? Again, you're right, they're testing you. They're trying to see how you respond, how you react to situations. And on and on and on, okay? There's so many more examples of this and what instructors do and say to candidates to try and test them, to try and get a response out of them. But remember, it's not personal, all right? So don't take it personally. They don't fucking know you, all right? They are just simply testing you. Selection is a test. It's a fucking hard test. So some points to remember. Instructors will utilize different tactics to mess with your head. That's just the selection game. It's how it's played. Don't buy into it and get dragged into their head games. You don't know how well you're going, right? You don't know how badly you're going, right? All you can do is perform. Now, the head games and the mind games, that'll happen throughout selection and the reinforcement as well, right? So be prepared for that. They can utilize a hard or a soft approach to get in your head. You might even get ganged up by several instructors if you're lucky, right? That's always good fun. It could happen in any and all scenarios throughout selection, i.e. during the NAVICS, during a PT session, during the initial brief when you've rocked up on day one. It could happen in the pool. It could happen anywhere. So be ready. Right at the end of selection, so the last few days, you know, no food, no sleep, or limited food, limited sleep, that's a great time to be messed with. Instructors can fuck with you a lot during that, right? Giving you false end days, you know, telling you that it's going to be over in 24 hours when you've still got 3 days to go, things like that, all right? So, again, be ready. Not all reporting is negative. You will receive positive reporting, okay, assuming you're doing well. Do what you can right at that very moment, at any moment on selection. Do what you can right there and then. It's not personal. All candidates are targeted, all, although some more than others. It doesn't matter whether the instructor is being truthful or not. What matters is your performance. Control what you can control. You literally can't do any more than that. So whether you're performing well or you think you're performing well or you think you're performing not so well on selection, the only thing you want to do at any point throughout selection is perform to your very best, at your very best. So endeavor to do just that. And that's it for this episode on some, right, a small example of some instructor selection tactics. And if you need any help preparing for selection, make sure you check out operatoredge.com/selection, some free resources there. Or hit me up, email me, reese@operatoredge.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. That's it for this episode. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.